Because disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, known as DMDD, is a relatively new mental health diagnosis, there is not much information readily available for those psychiatrists who would like to know more about the disorder, particularly as it relates to treatment. Ellen Liebenluf, a senior investigator and chief of the Section of Bipolar Spectrum Disorders at the National Institute of Mental Health, provides insight on diagnosis and treatment for DMDD.
DMDD is a new diagnosis in DSM-5, and the purpose of establishing the diagnosis was to establish a home, if you will, a diagnostic home for children whose major problem is very severe chronic irritability. Many of these children were getting the diagnosis of pediatric bipolar disorder. The thinking that was kind of common in child psychiatry is the idea that children who are bipolar, who have bipolar disorder, look different than adults who have bipolar disorder. Instead of having episodes of mania the way that adults with bipolar disorder have, children with bipolar disorder have very chronic irritability. But then when we and some others looked into that, it turns out basically not to shake out that way, which is to say that these chronically irritable children, like the DMDD children, they're not at particularly high risk to develop manic episodes as they grow up. Therefore, it's very hard to think of them as having bipolar disorder.
Studies show that 1 to 3% of children are affected by DMDD. Symptoms include at least 3 severe temper tantrums per week, which are inappropriately out of context for a situation and inappropriate for a child's age, chronic irritability without sustained periods of relief, and no evidence of mania or hypomania.
Now, I think in terms of diagnosing it, there are a couple of things that I want to point out. The first thing is to be careful in the diagnosis of pediatric bipolar disorder. And to be diagnosing pediatric bipolar disorder in children who have distinct episodes of mania. So if they have irritability, that irritability, it's not a day-to-day kind of thing. In DMDD, what you see is what you get, kind of. You know, they're irritable day after day. You know, there's some fluctuation, but typically it's an ongoing problem. In a bipolar child, they'll have a manic episode, and during that time they may become irritable, they may become euphoric, they may become some combination of that. But that's different from the child's baseline, whereas a child with DMDD at baseline is irritable. And then the other thing is people often have difficulty interpreting the criterion that says they have to be grumpy most days, most of the time. And I think the thing for clinicians to recognize there is that there's very similar language in depression about sadness or anhedonia most of the time. And it's the same language here for anger.
When asked by Psychiatric News what drug classes are involved in the treatment of DMDD, Liebenluf replied,
"There are some data that antipsychotic treatment can be helpful in this setting. But the question is, should this be first-line treatment or not? And you see, if you view these children as having bipolar disorder, then the answer would be yes. Antipsychotics should be first-line treatment, or perhaps should be versus maybe lithium or a mood stabilizer. But when it comes to these children with DMDD, it's less clear. I mentioned to you that many of these DMDD children have ADHD. There's a fair amount of literature that children who have ADHD and severe irritability, in other words, you know, children something like DMDD, that the stimulants do help decrease irritability in those children. So if you view them as bipolar disorder, you would be hesitant about the stimulant. If, you know, if the child has ADHD and is irritable and you view it that way, then you would be much more likely to prescribe a stimulant, and in fact that would be correct because there would be a fair bit of literature to support that. Similarly, many DMDD children have significant anxiety and meet diagnostic criteria for anxiety. And there, of course, one of the treatments that you would think about CBT, and you would think about SRIs. If you think of this child as having bipolar disorder, you wouldn't want to treat with an SRI. But if you think of them as DMDD, if they have significant anxiety, then it can be reasonable to try a trial of SRIs. We see many children who are irritable, and the clinician and the parent may view the child as having this disruptive behavior disorder, but it's important to very carefully assess for anxiety disorder, because when you do that, you often find that that's present and that part of the child's irritability is due to the anxiety, in which case, you know, you should go ahead and treat that with an SRI. At this point, we don't have trials yet, although there are a number of ongoing trials. But drawing on the literature, drawing on the comorbidities, drawing on the clinical presentation of these children, that's where you can, you know, begin to get some guidance as to how to treat.
Reporting for Psychiatric News, Psychopharm, I'm Vabren Watts.